Doug Funny, new recruit in the Foreign Legion. The last refuge for murderers, spies, and assassins. And my crime? All I did was lose my best friend's baby brother. That's me. I kept asking myself, how did I get into this mess? I guess it all started last Saturday when I was hanging out with Skeeter.
Yo, Doug! So, what's cooking with you today?
Oh, nothing much. How about you?
My dad has this really cool tugboat captain's picnic today.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, but Dale's too little to go, and we just found out our babysitter was sick.
Gee, that's a real drag. What are you gonna do?
Well, that's where you come in.
Huh?
Doug, old buddy, old pal, you'd make a great babysitter.
Me? Babysit? Well, I've never been a babysitter before.
It's not so hard. I do it all the time. Watching Dale is a piece of cake.
Really? A piece of cake?
Way to go, man. See? You're a natural.
Judy, you had to babysit me a lot, right? Well, now I need your professional advice about child care.
You babysit? You're kidding, right?
Judy!
If you're really serious about this babysitting gig, then there's only one thing you need to know. To fully understand a child, you have to become a child. Does little Junior want a nap?
No!
No!
Judy, this isn't helping.
Okay, do it the easy way. Take this. It'll make him laugh every time.
It's perfect.
You? You're babysitting? What are you, nuts? Do you know anything about babysitting?
No, BB, but I thought you guys might have some ideas.
Well, the key is to let them have whatever they want. Trust me, that's what all my babysitters did to me, and look how I turned out. Mine!
I babysit every weekend. I've got it down to a science. Try coloring books and crayons for starters.
Food always works for me. The sweeter, the better. The kind parents don't want their kids to have.
Only one thing you're gonna need, Funny. A good lawyer. You're gonna need one after you mess up. I didn't realize babysitting was so involved.
Now here's the number where we'll be. And don't be afraid to call if you have any problems. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Good little sailor.
See you, Dale. Good luck, Doug. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Everything's gonna be okie dokie, right, Dale? Poor Chub. I think he likes me. Now, Dale. I wonder if they're there yet.
It'll make him laugh every time.
Look, Dale, I've got a surprise for you.
We interrupt this program for our special coverage of Operation Babysit. And now, here's our correspondent at the scene, Trip McSumac.
Trip, I'm currently outside the Valentine home where only moments ago Doug Funny made his first strategic mistake. He tried to be a clown and terrified an unsuspecting baby. More on this story as it unfolds. This is Trip McSumac reporting live from Operation Babysitting.
Oh, great.
Food always works for me. The sweeter, the better. The kind parents don't want their kids to have.
Mr. Swirly's Butter Brickle Ice Cream. Hey, that's my favorite, too. Okay. You first. Let me help. This is Butter Brickle calling the tower. Roger, we're requesting clearance for a landing. Oops. Well, I guess we need a costume change right about now, okay, partner? A quick shirt change and you'll be as good as new. Want to be a cowboy?
No.
Well, how about a spaceman?
No.
A monkey?
No.
A race car driver?
The key is to let them have whatever they want. Trust me.
Okay, Dale, you figure it out. Yoo-hoo, Dale, are you dressed yet?
Dale!
His mom's gonna kill me if she sees him like this. Hold still. Now what do you want to do?
Try coloring books and crayons for starters.
I got something for you. In there. Coloring is one of my favorite things to do, too. I could color for hours and hours and hours. Hey, look, Porkchop, it's time for Uncle Grunty.
Welcome to Uncle Grunty and the Barnyard Bus!
Valentine residence. Oh, hey, Mrs. Valentine. Uh-huh. He's in the living room coloring right now. Well, no. Of course he's not in there coloring alone. Only a dope would let him do that. Well, thanks for calling. Bye. No!
This is an Operation Babysitting Update.
It looks like Doug Funny is losing ground to Baby Dale, although he tried a brilliant counterattack with Butter Brickle Ice Cream. He was flanked by a skirmish involving crayons in a dining room wall. Stay tuned to see what the parents will say. This is Griffin Subak, live, with continued coverage of Operation Babysitting.
Dale! Hey, Dale! I think he's still mad at me for yelling at him. Dale? 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 Only one thing you're gonna need, Funny. A good lawyer. You're gonna need one after you mess up.
We're here live at this remote outpost where ex-babysitter Doug Funny is seeking asylum. Tell us, Doug. What went wrong?
Well, Trip, let me just say... Huh? Excuse me, but my lawyer has advised me not to answer any questions at this time.
But, Doug...
I'm sorry, no comment. I've got to get a hold of myself. Porkchop, you know what I've been doing wrong? I've been listening to everyone but me. I'm going to do it my way. Not now, Porkchop. I've got to find Dale. Porkchop. Oh, no. They're back. Okay, think fast. My way, okay? If I were 2 years old, where would I hide?
Doug, where are you? If I don't find you fast, Mom's going to kill me. Plus, I doubt if I'll get paid. Doug! Oh, forget it. They don't pay me enough for this.
Come on.
Yo, Doug! Oh, hey, what's up? Cool hat!
Oh, there you are, Doug. How did it go? Where's Dale?
Well, you see...
You...
My little angel. Who's my little angel? You see, Jill? I told you he wouldn't give Doug any trouble.
Hey, cool, Doug. You found Dale's favorite hiding place.
Yeah. Piece of cake.
Good work, buddy boy. Bait him and reel him in. That's what always works. None of the other babysitters could get the hang of it. How about you being our number one babysitter from now on?
Hey, cool! How about it, Doug? Doug?
Can I get back to you on that? Dear Journal, I'm glad on my first babysitting job, I didn't lose the baby. And I learned something real valuable. You can always depend on your friends to give you advice. But sometimes you have to just do things your way. Well, what do you think, Pork Chop? Pork Chop? Pork Chop? Hey! You scared me to death disappearing like that, Pork Chop. You better watch out or I'll...
bait you and reel you in.
Come here, sweetie. Such a good little boy. Always so well behaved.